We did not learn the Tosfos on Daf Zayin Amud Aleph. So just before we learn the Tosfos, let us quickly review the Gemara. We had two Lashaynes in the Gemara between the Machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. The Mishnah in Pei, it says that Ra'oyin is Ein Lashir. As Rabbi Yochanan Omar Rias Ponim Ba'azoreh, what does that mean, Ra'oyin Ein Lashir? That means that one can come as many times as he wants. There's no shir, you can come 100 times. Reish Lakish Omar Rias Ponim Bekolbim. And Reish Lakish says that that's Ein Lo Shir, but when you come, you always have to bring a Kolbim with you. And then the Gemara in the first Lashon said as follows, Kol Heichad Da'ose Va'aisi, if he comes in Chalamoid, let us say, and he brings a Kolbim, Kol Alma Lo Pligi De Mekablina Minei, he can zicha bring a Kolbim. The Shail is he mechuyiv to bring a Kolbim? Ki Pligi Da'ose V'lo Aisi, Rabbi Yochanan Savar Rias Ponim Ba'azore, Cholaim Is Da'osi Lo Tzorich La'asuyei, Rabbi Yochanan holds you do not have to bring a kolbim. Reish Lakish Omar is ponim be kolbim. The chol emes daosi tzorich lasui. Whenever you come, you have to bring a kolbim. That was the first lashon. And later we hear that Rabbi Yochanan asked Akasha on Reish Lakish. It says a beraisa. It says yira yero ma'ani bechinam af atem bechinam. That when the Zariyas Ponim, you don't have to bring a Kolbim. So the Gemara says, Ela kol heiched da'osa v'loi aisi, the kolam v'loi pligi da'ayelam is chazik v'nofik. So since we see there's a din of ma'ani bechinam af atem bechinam, so Yezicha don't have to bring a Kolbim. Ki pligi da'osa v'aisi. That he came and he brought a Kolbim. Rabbi Yochanan da Omar Rias Ponim Bazore, Rias Ponim hu da Ein Lo Shir, Hola Kolbin Yesh Lo Shir, that you can't bring a second Kolb. Reish Lakish Omar Rias Ponim be Kolbin, da Philip be Kolbin Nami Ein Lo Shir, that you could bring a second Kolb. And the Chazenish explains this Gemara, that the Shaila is, if one is bringing a oilas riyah, an oilas choyve. He's bringing an oilas choyve, and the shaila is, can he bring, is it nitvas ashem oilas choyve? That is the shaila. That means he came, let's say, he came the first time, he came and he brought a kolbim, so he was yoy to the mitzvah riyah. And he had the Zariyas Chayva also, and he brought an Eilas Chayva. Now he's coming a second time, and again he wants to bring another Eilas Chayva. Can he bring another? Is there such an Eilas Chayva if there was a Riyah already the first time? So according to Rabbi Yochanan, there's no such Eilas Chayva. It's finished. You can only, the Eilas Chayva is only once. According to Reish Lakish, he can bring a second Eilas Chayve. Let us see Tosfos. Rabbi Yochanan Omar Rias Ponim Ba'azor. So Tosfos, this is how the Masha seems to learn Pshat in Tosfos. Tosfos is going to say Pshat in the Machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, not the way we learned till now. According to the first Lashon, the Machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish was, Rabbi Yochanan says, that the Ein Lo Shir, you can come as many times as you want, and you don't have to bring a kolbim. And Reish Lakish says, Rias Ponim Bikolbin, when you come, you have to bring a kolbim. That was the Machlokes. Now, Tosfos is going to say a different pshat in the Gemara, which is Al Pidalkei Shel HaYerushalmi. Let us see. Rabbi Yochanan Omar Rias Ponim Ba'azor. So Tosfos says, Kivin, the I see, even the icy kolbin beria chode zimne, since he brought once a kolb, mifta bekach, so he now is potter from bringing a kolb and im yirtze. Or yovi kemoi she yirtze. The first lashon was, if you want, you don't have to bring. If you want, you can bring. So that's ein loishir. Riyas ponim ein loishir. And how the riyas ponim is, however, with the kolb, without a kolb, but we're not speaking about that. The riyas ponim is ein loishir. Avo riyas ponim bekolben yesh loishir. But how much the kolben has to be worth, there's a shir for that. That means the Mishnah is not speaking about the value of the kolben, because the kolben has a shir. The svira leila rabbi yechanin, more kesev ushtei kesev diyerais. That the shir of more kesev for a doilas ri and shtei kesev for the chagigi, that's minatoich. Vahochi isa bi rishalmi de meseches peyeh, Masnisin, the Mishnah is speaking about Eilu Dvorim, She'ein Lehem Shir, Masnisin, Beriyas Ponim. There's no shir on how many times one can go into the Beis HaMikdash, with the Kolm, without a Kolm, the Ma'aleh Meirat. But Al Kaponim, the Mishnah is speaking about Ein Lehem Shir on the amount of times you can come into the Beis HaMikdash. Avol Bikolben, about how much the Kolben has to be worth, Yesh Lehem Shir. Damer Rab Yochanan, more kesef, shtei kesef, diyeraisa. That the shir of more kesef, shtei kesef is a shir deraisa. So you can't say on the value of the kolben, ain lo shir, because this is a shir, there's a shir lamata. Va'oid omar b'mechilten, there's another Yerushalmi, Rab Yochanan kedai tei. Da omar kol ha-shiyurim alocha l'moyshe mi-sinai, Va'omar mor kesef ushtei kesef diyeraisa. So the Yerushalmi learned shat riyas ponim ein lo shir. That means that there's no shir how many times you can come into the Beis HaMikdash. Riyas ponim bekolben, that means but the value of the kolben, yesh lo shir, that's a shir lamat. V'reish lokish, the muki lo beriyas ponim bekolben, Reish Lakish says that the Mishnah is speaking about Riyas Ponim Bekolben, how much the Kolben has to be worth. Svirileke Rabbi Shaya, he also Rabbi Shaya, the Omar Mo Kesef, Shtei Kesef, the Rabbonon, that the whole Shir is a Shir, the Rabbonon. V'chein Omar Hosom, Lo Yero Ponai Reikom, you shouldn't come Reikom, as long as it's not Reikom. Koshu, whatever it is worth, it's also good. Avu chachomim nosnu lehem shir, mo kesef, shtei kesef. So that is how the Yerushalmi learned. He says the Yerushalmi learned, the machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish is the shavius of the kolben, is the Mishnah speaking about the shavius of the kolben also, when the Mishnah says, eilu dvorim she'ein lehem shir. Rabbi Yochanan holds the Mishnah is not speaking about that because that does have a shir. It's a minimum amount of a more kesef. And Reish Lakish says the Mishnah is speaking about the shavis of the kolben because it's ain lo shir. Because the din of more kesef is only a shir d'rabon. Umihu, Taisa says that, the Yerushalmi, hashas shalonu leinochis lochi. But Bavli did not learn this pshat in the machloikis of Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Ela lahach lishne kame mashme, according to the first lashon of the Gemara, mashme de boile meime de masnisin mairi af bemoyet. That means that is the difference between Bavli and Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi seemed to learn pshat that the Mishnah is speaking about the first day yontif. Now the first ayyantav, you have to bring a kolben, so we could say, so now there's a machlikas, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, is on this kolben that has to be brought, does it have a shir, doesn't it have a shir? That's how the Yerushalmi learned pshat in the machlikas, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, in the kolben that has to be brought. Bavli learned pshat, that the Mishnah is speaking about Chalamoid. Now Chalamoid, a Kolben Bechlal doesn't have to be brought. That's why Bavli did not say the Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish is, is and the value of the korban, how much the korban has to be worth, because who says b'chal you have to bring a korban chalamoid. That's what Taisha says over here. Amiu ashash shalonu leinochis lochi, to say the same shot the way the Yerushalmi says. Alalach lishne kama mashme deboi lameime de masnisem mairi af bemoye. The Mishnah elu dvorim shein lam shir ro'oyin is speaking about chalamoid. Hilkach leimotzi leukmi beriyas korban. You can't say the machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish is the korban that has to be brought, does it have a shir or not? Toz leimachayev klal lovi, not mechuyev to bring a korban. Avo beriyas ponim mechayev lovi chodezim. No, so the machlokes is beriyas ponim, but that's, you mechuyev wants to have a riyas ponim. Umisham v'hola ain lo shir. The riyas ponim, there's no shir. How many times you want to come after the first time? Reish Lakish oma, but according to Reish Lakish, the masnisin nami beriyas ponim bekorben, the machayiv lohavi. And Reish Lakish says that ain lo shir, not only how many times to come, but when you don't come, ain lo shir, for the kabbonis you have to bring, because whenever you come, you have to bring a korban together with you. Umikol makim tzarich loyme de svira leke Rabbi Shaye, but afilu according to Bavli, if Reish Lakish says pshat riyas ponim bekorban, that means ain lo shir, whenever you come, you have to come with a korban. We also have to say that Reish Lakish holds like Rabbi Shaye, that there is no bashtimta value for the korban. That means if our Gemara says, according to Reish Lakish, that riyas ponim bekorban ain lo shir, so then if we say ain lo shir by the korban, so it has to be inclusive. It means whenever you come, you bring a korban. And it also has to mean that the korban does not have a shir. The value of the korban doesn't have a shir. Because since this is pshatan ain lo shir, so that means all the facets of the korban doesn't have a shir. That means whenever you come, you have to bring a korban. There's no shir to the amount of korbanos you have to bring. And also we have to say that the korban itself does not have a shir. So therefore we can say that the korban is ain lo shir. For example, the Turei Evin asks Akasha, why in the Mishnah does it not bring down reishis hageiz? Reishis hageiz, you can give as much as you want. It's ain lo shir lamaylo. So the Turei Evin answers, but there is a shear in the amount of rechelus you have to have before you chayv in reishis hageiz. So in order to say ain lo shear, that means all the chalokim of this inyan should be ain lo shear. So that's what Taisus is saying over here. If we're speaking about the korban that is being brought, and we're saying this korban is ain lo shear, as often as you come, you have to bring a korban, we also have to say that the korban ain lo shir, the value of the korban doesn't have a shir. Then we could say that the korban is ain lo shir. Uleidoch lishne, according to the second lashon of the Gemara. So the second lashon of the Gemara is, if he wants to bring a korban, can he bring a korban? That was the second lashon of the Gemara. Ki pligi da osi va'aisi. If he comes and he wants to bring a korban, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Yisponim Bazore, Yisponim Oda Ein Loshir, Ola Korban Yesh Loshir. You can't bring a second korban. And Rabbi Reish Lakish holds, you could bring. So Taisus explains, Ola Idach Lishne, Da Osa Va'aisi. So when did Rabbi Yochanan say you cannot bring a second korban? Boy Bayoim Koma. He's speaking about, he wants to bring the same day. He brought a korban, and now he wants to bring a second korban. Like ablina minei mishum bal toisev, kiven de kvar nofik. Since he already brought a korban that day, he cannot bring a second korban als bal toisev. The Maritz Chayis learns pshat and toisevus kipshutoi. That Taisvis means that Rabbi Yochanan holds that if he came to the Beis HaMikdash, there was a ri and he brought a korban, So he was making the mitzvah of Leirop on Erekim. He came with a kolben. He cannot come again with a kolben. He's over about Taisif. He's bringing an extra kolben. So the Meretz Chayis asks Taisvus and Reish Hashanah asks Akasha. The Gemara says Lama Taikim Shein Yeshvin Kama Lama Taikim Shein Oimdim De La Arvi Vesasotin. So Taisvus asks Akasha. Why are you allowed to blow two times? So Taisvah says, when you repeat a mitzvah more than once, that doesn't fall into the category of Baal Taisvah. You're doing the same mitzvah. If you're Mishana, the Tzuris, a mitzvah, you'll have five parshias in tefillin. That's called your Moisef on the mitzvah. But repeating the mitzvah more than once, that doesn't fall into the category of Baal Taisvah. So the Maritz Chayis blibes by Akasha, yes, so what is the Pshat Rabbi Yochanan? I came once already to the base of Migdash, I brought a kolben. So I can't come again and bring a kolben. Why is that, why does that fall into the category of Baal Tosef? That Kasha the Maritz Chayis asks. The Beirei Samayim wants to say that Tosef does not mean the love of Baal Tosef. And it could be the way we mentioned before, according to the Chazaynish, Baal Tosef means you can't be moisif. That means you can't bring two oilas rias the same day because the oilas rias and oilas chayve. So you already brought an oilas rias. It's not nitva. The oilas chayve is only on the day that you came. You can bring an oilas chayve for that rias. You're coming a second time that day. You can't make another oilas rias. The lekablinim in a mishum bal toisiv. You can't be moisif another oilas chayve. You can't make an oilas chayve if you're not mechuyev to bring another kolben. Kivin the kvar nofik. Avol lemocha leyoyim acha. But the next day you want to come, motzi lahavi yemilz. If you want to bring a kolben the next day, you could bring it. But the same day, it's not nitvas ashem oilas chayve. Vaha. So how could you bring the second day? We hear the drosha mani bechinam avata bechinam. So that was the posik patatim rak bechiyuvi. You're not mechuyiv to bring a kolben the second day. Aval imaisi. But if one wants to bring a kolben, I feel according to Rabbi Yochanan, shaper mikablino. He says that what the Gemara says over here. That whole kolben yesh leshi cannot bring a kolben. That's speaking about two kabbonis the same day, but the second day to bring a kolben that you could bring. V'chein mash melishne de la'el in the first lashon. The Gemara says the la'osa v'loy aisi b'shayoyimi that if he came and he didn't bring loy poligab yoichenin rak the loy mechuyev lasa. He's not mechuyev to bring the second day. Avali maisi mikablin in shapir. So that what we said in the first lashon that according to Rabbi Yochanan you can bring a kolben the second day. The Gemara was never chayzer from that. The Gemara is just saying now the machlekes is if you can bring two kabbonis one day. Reish Lakish leitaisim elam ishum de mechayev because Rabbi Reish Lakish said you mechuyev to bring whenever you come. You're mechuyev to bring a kolben, so that the Gemara Boraray it says mani bechinam avata bechinam, v'loy mechayev leikra. Period. V'loy domi hayesh leishir lahide yirishalmi. That means so the second lashon of the Gemara says Rabbi Yochanan holds a kolben is yesh leishir, so that means you can only bring one kolben a day. You can't bring a second kolben. That's pshat in the second lashon. And the Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi says, according to Rabbi Yochanan, yesh lo shir means something else. That the value of the kolben has a shir. There's a minimum value, has to be worth at least a more keset. For lo idomi, ha yesh lo shir lehidi Yerushalmi. The lahosom milamata mairi, it has a minimum shir, udemea kolben. How much the kolben has to be worth? That's pshat in the Yerushalmi of yesh leishir the kolben. Abol hochi kamin shir b'havosa. Here we're saying yesh leishir. How many times one can bring a kolben the same day? That's the second lashon. So the second lashon is also not similar to the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi is saying according to Rabbi Yochanan yesh leishir b'shav yusoi.
b'domov lemata. There's a minimum shear how much it has to be worth. And Bavli in the second lashon is saying yesh l'shir ba'avosay, how often you can bring a kol. Vim novay lashvoisam yachin. And if we want, according to the second lashon, we could be medame Bavli to Yerushalmi. Halakolben yesh l'shir. A kolben has a shir two ways. Lemata. That means that there's a minimum shear how much it has to be worth a Shema Kesef, Kedisa B'Yerushalmi. And also the way Bavli says, is he has a shear that how often you can bring it the same day. If he wants to bring a second Kolben the same day, can you bring a second Kolben? And that's the Machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Umiu, lefi loshana Yerushalmi, lo yedana hechi mukila masnisen beriyas ponim bazore veloi bekom. Now, Taisi says, but according to the Yerushalmi said that Rabbi Yochanan said that you can't say that the Mishnah is speaking about the value of the kom, because the kom does have a shear. So it has to be speaking about the zmanim, how often one can bring a kom. So Taisi says, "Emil fi Yerushalmi lo yedana hechi mukila masnisen beriyas ponim ba'azore v'loi bekolben mishum sheyesh lo shir ke Rabbi Yochanan." And that because according to Rabbi Yochanan there is a shir, so you can't say elu dvom she'ein lem shir. V'choshiv peyo sheyesh lo shir lamata. We learned yesterday Taisi davov amad beis botana machlokes in the Yerushalmi. If peyo has a shir lamata min atoyre, one man the Yomer says peyo does have a shir. There's a minimum shir of 1/60 that you have to give me that toyre. So memeila, so we see that the taish of ein loy shir means lamaila ein loy shir, even though lamata yesh loy shir. So why did the Yerushalmi have to say that according to Rabbi Yochanan he can't be speaking about the kolben because the kolben has a shir, the kolben only has a shir lamata, lamaila is ein loy shir. The Yerushalmi wanted to say pshat in the Mishnah according to all the man the Yomrim. There's one man the Yomrim that says peya doesn't have a shir. But took me bris ponim lechud Rabbi Yochanan kenirli aperish tahach shmeitz. Okay, let us go to the next sugya. We learned in the Baraisa the ein nirin chatzoin. It says that there are three regolim, and by these three regolim, ein nirin chatzoin. By the rie, it's not chatzoin. Bishum shenema kol zechucha. It says kol zechucha. So what does this mean? Ein nirin chatzoin. Sova Rav Yosef lemeima man de islay asore bonim. A person that has 10 children. Loiliske ha'idne chamishe, he shouldn't come up one day with 5 children. Ulemocha chamishe, the next he'll come with the other 5 children. That's shad einirim chatzoy. You have to come with all the children all at once. We learned this from Kol Zechucha. Let us see Rashi. So Rabbi Yosef lemeima, the ilav ochi, of not my einirim chatzoy, the yalef mi bechol zechucha. If it's coming to tell us that you shouldn't only bring 5 children, it says, so it's understandable from that after you bring all the children. So Kol Zechucha is coming to tell us they have to come together on the same day. So the Gemara, Amalei Abaye, so Abaye asked Rav Yosef, Pshite, this is Poshit. You don't need a posuk for this. I'm in nayu mashvis lu poishim, I'm in nayu mashvis lu zrizim. Without a posuk of kol zchuche, how would I ever have a mean that the one is permitted to tell his children, you come the second day? I mean, that they should be a tzlonim, they should be poishim. Pashteitzach, they all should come right away. What does Lal Rashi say? Omalei abaye, hainami loy tiboyilach kho. You don't need a posuk to tell me this, that you shouldn't stoop part of the children to come the second day. The belav kronami pshita, ma'acha shechiyev eskulam, since all of them are mechuyev to be, beriye, ano yedane decholecha tzoich lezare, I could figure out by myself The all mechuyif to come, they should all come the first day. The hayich yoyme ha'av le'elu ha'vizizim le'elu ha'vatzelim. How would they have a hav mean that the father should be able to tell the children that you should be atzelim? The Gemara calls it poishim. That's poshit. There's a chiyavriya. You all come the first day. You don't strip it off. So I would know this without a ribuyev kol. Ela kro lemay osa. So what is pshat in the posik? Kol zechuche. Osa lichda acherim. It's coming for a different thing in Gansen. The sanya we learned acherim oimrim. Hamekameitz. Vametzarif nechoshes vahabursi. These are people who work with enyonim. Hamekameitz gathers the tzoya of klovim. And this is used in the processes of making leather. Vametzarif nechoshes is a type of a miner. He works in mines, vahabusi, and also these Isaac in Tikkun Oiris. And all these things, whoever works in these professions has a bad odor. So these people are pturim min hariyah, shenema kol zechulcho. What does kol zechulcho? Mi sheyochol lalois im kol zechulcho. A person who can mingle with kol zechulcho, that means people can go together with him. He doesn't have a bad odor, so he's mechuyev in riyah. Yotzu elu shein yecheilam lalisim kol zechulcho. They cannot mingle with everybody because people will not go with them because of the bad odor they possess. So they could only go all the mekamtzim would come together, all the metzalfim would come together. With their groups, they're from Zichalein Shtetmanisht. So, Kaponim, so they were nismayit from Kol Zechucha. So that is Pshatan the Drosha Eina Oilan Chatzoyin. That means you do not have people who can be Oila only in special groups. The Chiyav Riyah was said on a person who could be Oila with everyone together. If you can only be oile with certain types of people, such a person is bechlal poter min ariya. Let us see Rashi. Elekro lichda cherem. That's what the pasuk is coming to tell us. Kol zechucha, mi sheyochel lalois im kol zechucha. V'hainu nami, and this is also pshat in the beraisa, ein nirin lechatzoi. It is no chiyav riya by a person who can only come lachatzoim. The mishe neroi lalois. Elo bechabura muetes. A person who can only be oilem with a small chabura. Kigain elu. Sheyasu chabura laatzman. All the mekamtzin will make their own chabura. So there's no such riya. The chiyav riya is if you can mingle with everyone, then there's a chiyav riya. We can only come lachatzoyin, there's no chiyavriya. Kach nire be'enai. So what is Rashi saying? Rashi is saying that even though Abaye said pshat in the posik, he's not only saying pshat in the posik, he's saying pshat in the Bereis also. The Bereis said, eina eila chatzoyin, shenema kol zechulcho. So if Kol Zechuch is coming, tell us you need someone who can mingle with everyone. So that's what the Brais is telling us. Sheina Oyle Chatzoim, he's not Mechuya Beriye, we can only come Chatzoim, he cannot mingle. So the Brais and the Drosh of Kol Zechuch is one thing. Kach nire beinai. V'chaveirai meforshim, Rashi is chaveirim, learned a different pshat in Abaye. The lav ein nirin lachatzoi nos abaye lefrushi. He's not saying pshat ein nirin lachatzoi. Ela memre de kro lav lahochi yose. That means abaye is just saying ein oilun lachatzoi means you don't come up half today and half tomorrow. That's ein nirin lachatzoi. No, abaye is takashe. You don't need a posik for that. She says ein chanam. You don't need a posik for that. Ein nirin lachatzoi we can figure out misvore. But the pasuk is coming to tell us that a mekametz and metzarif is potter min ariya. Vekoshali, so Rashi says, osoif soif hadei nil chatzoim maikoma tana. What is the tana coming to tell us? If the tana is coming to tell us with the pasuk, what is he coming to tell us? בואי ששיטס השעס כלכת דאיקה סובה פלייני למי מהוכי. Usually in the shas, if someone wanted to say one pshat, Amalei plainim hochi, he milse gufad avemotzil ameim mekame metaretz basra. Whatever the first one should have said, the second one says. Amalei latifeshe hochi alohochi. So lachere, this is a new pshat in lachatzoy. Now we're starting a new mishnah. Oilois. Now the Rehitis Loshna Mishnah is difficult to understand, and the Gemara is going to make a grise in the Mishnah. But let us learn the Mishnah the way it seems to be saying. Oilois b'moyed bo'ois min hachulin. An oilis rie you bring in chalamoid, and you bring it min hachulin. That means the money that is spent to purchase an Eilus Rie, you cannot use Mois Maisa Shaini. You have to use Chulundike money. That means Mois that is from Maisa Shaini cannot be used to purchase an Eilus Rie. Now we have here, so Eilus Bois Minachulun would be very good. That's what the Mishnah is telling us. That the oilas rie have to be purchased from chulin money, not from Isusheni money. The problem is, what have this b'moyit come in? B'moyit means b'chalamoyit. So then it would seem the Mishnah is telling us, oilas, if you bring an oilas rie in chalamoyit, it's bois min achulin. If you bring it yontif, it's bois min Isusheni, which this doesn't make any sense whatsoever. So this the Gemara is going to explain. So, oiles b'moyed bois minachulam, the oiles rie comes minachulam. V'hashlomim min hamaisa. But, shalmei simche, it was a mitzvah of a samacht of Nei Hashem Aleikecho, they ate boso shlomim, so the shlomim can be purchased from mois maisa sheini. This, you do not need to, doesn't have to be purchased min achulim. Shal mi simcha can be purchased min mois maisa shein. Yontev orishin shel Pesach. The first day of Yontev of Pesach. Beishamei oimrim min achulim. Now, the Gemara is going to say later, this means the Kolben Chagige, there's a shal mi Chagige, which was brought once every Yontev. So, Yontev Arishin Shal Pesach Beshami Oimri Minachulun, the Chagige has to be brought, purchased from Mois Chulun. You can't purchase a Chagige from Mois Maisa Shaini. U Beis Hillel Oimri Min HaMaisa. And Beis Hillel said, you can purchase the Chagige of Yontev with Mois Maisa Shaini. Now, we should know, later the Gemara speaks about all this, but there's two problems on this bava of the Mishnah. Number one, Beis Shammai is telling us that a Shalmei Chagige has to be purchased mimois chulin. So why did he speak about Yom Tov Rishon Shal Pesach? Chagige is brought Shavuos, is brought Sukkos also. Why did he speak about Bedavke Yom Tov HaRishon Shel Pesach? That's one problem. And the second problem is Beis Hillel Oimrim Min HaMaisa, which is very difficult to understand. The Shalmei Chagige is Adova Shebechayve. Adova Shebechayve only comes Min Achulim. You can't use Maisa Sheini money to pay up your Chayves. So what is Pshat in Beis Hillel? This the Gemara is going to speak about. Now, the third bav in the Mishnah is speaking about the mitzvah of Shalmei Simche, which was a mitzvah each day to eat korbonis al samacht of Nei Hashem Aleikech. Is Yisrael yoytzim yedei chayvosom b'nedorim u'nedovis. That means they don't have to purchase b'davke Shalmei Simche. If they owned, they were menadev, kolbonis, shlomim, they were menadev them during the year, when they were oila regal, they want to bring these nedorim and these nedovis, so they could be yoitze, the mitzvah of the samacht of Nei Hashem Aleikecho, with these nedorim and nedovis. You need a basar kolben. so it doesn't have to be bedavke shalmei simche. V'samachnu shem lekechem, if you'll eat any korban, you'll be mekayim the mitzvah of a samachta. Ube maisa beheime, or let's say they have a maisa beheime, so they can be yates with maisa beheime. Bakahanim bechatois vashomis, and the kahanim can be yates the mitzvah of the samacht of Ne'eshem Alekechim by eating chatois vashomis, eating wa'ila regu, and they brought chatois vashomis, and the kahanim ate it, so they yates the mitzvah simche, ותאכילס בשר חטויס ושומס, ובבחויר, בחזי ושויק. So the Mishnah is telling us, by the mitzvah of Shalmei Simche, it is not necessary to eat a korban that was hukdash l'shem Shalmei Simche. As long as you eat any korban, you can be mekayim the mitzvah of the samacht of Nei Hashem Alekech. But you're not mekayim the mitzvah of a samachta with achilas oifis, but loy b'menoches, and not with benoches. You need tavke basa beheime, a basa beheime shal korban. That's what you need in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of samachta of Nei Hashem Alekech. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, oilois b'moyed bo'ois min achulen. Mashmahashta, the Gemara learned now, Oilis Riyah habois b'choiloi shalmoi. They brought in chalamoi, they brought Oilis Riyah. That means if they didn't bring it yontos, they brought in chalamoi. Bois min achulin. So you have to purchase this Oilis Riyah from chulin money. V'loi mi mois maiser shayni. And you can't use mois maiser shayni. The kaimalon, we have a cloud. Kol davar shebechoyva, anything that a person is mechuyev to bring, einei bo elamin achulev. So you can only purchase it with chulin money. You can't purchase it with mois maiser sheini. The meseches menoches, ulekamenami bigmore, later the gemore davches brings a drosh, tanya misas, melamed shoda mevi choyvosoi min achulev. So the Mishnah is telling us the oilas riyah has to be brought min achulim. Ubigmore porich, and the Gemara is going to ask, am I not at choyli shalmoyit? So why does it mention chalamoyit? Ki maisile biyontif, and if we bring the oilas riyah biyontif, nami min achulim boi lasuye. So the word b'moyit is a sore thumb. But like this, the Mishnah is very good. Oilas, boys min achulim, oilas riyas comes min achulim, that's good. Not min mois maiser sheini. But why does the Mishnah mention the oilas which are brought in chalamoit? In the chayot edins, we bring them in yontav, it's also brought min achulim. Ushlomim min amaisa. Bigmore meforish, what does shlomim mean? Shalmei simche. There was a chiyav of shalmei simche kol shive. There's a binu kro bechol mili. There's a ribi aposik. You don't need to bring miyuchedike shlomim shenishchetu l'shem simche. Any b'sar korban is good. And also therefore if you have mois maiser sheini, and you'll purchase a korban, you purchase shlomim with this mois maiser sheini, you also be yaitze. The chiyuv of the samachim neishem alekeich. The yontav orishin shal pesach, so it says in the Mishnah Beshami says it's bo min achulin. So Rashi doesn't go into what's speaking about. Bigmorim aforish mahi. What are we speaking about? Umayshna pesach denoket. Why daf could he speak about pesach? Yisroel yoytzim yedei chayvoson. Mishum simche. Now we're speaking about the mitzvah of simche. Bechol inyin sheyesh lem bosa l'soiva. As long as they have meat l'soiva, so they're yaitze the mitzvah simche with that. Vein zekukim lizboyach shlomim l'shein kach. There's no chiyuv to shecht shalmei simche. If you have other kabonis, you can be yaitze the chiyuv of samacht with other kabonis. Therefore, the Mishnah says, they're yoytze, they're chiyuv, b'nedorim, b'nedovis, b'maisa, b'heimeh. Nedarim and Nedavis, Shehisnadvu Kol Hashana. They were menada of these Nedarim and Nedavis. And Ursha'oilam Yerushalayim Beregel. So when they come up to Yerushalayim Beregel, Mevi'en Oison, so they bring these Nedarim and Nedavis, Umakriven Eimoreim, and they makriv the Eimurim, Vabosor Nechel Abailim, and the Bailim eats the Bosor, is Yaitzim Bahem Mishum Simcha. So with these Nedarim and Nedavis, which he had to bring Saivasai, to be Mekayim is Neder on Nedavis, so that by eating it, and one is Mekayim, the mitzvah of a Samachta. Yaitzim Bahem Mishum Simcha. So why Dafke, it says Yisrael Yaitzim Yedei Chevosim Kahanam, are also Yaitzim and Nedarim and Nedavis. So Rashi answers, he wants to mention Kehanim can also be Yaitze with Abosachatos. So Mamele, so therefore when it speaks about Nedarim and Nedavis, he mentions that Yisraelim can only be Yaitze with Nedarim and Nedavis. Look at Bereshe Yisrael. Now I had a shtickle ha'ore on this Rashi. Rashi says, let's go back to the beginning of Rashi. Benedorim unedovis. Rashi says, she's nadvu kol hashone. Urshaoilin irishalayim beregel. Unde oile regel. Fiyanoisam. They bring the nedorim unedovis. Umakrivin eimoreim. And they're makriv, the makter de imurim. Vaboso nechol abailim. So here, the shtikol ha'ore, Rashi, why over here Rashi is telling us what you do with a shlomim? Yemakta de murim. I mean, l'chayre, why is it necessary for Rashi telling us now about how yemakrib in the dorm and the dovis? Why of Shalom Yishlaim Beregam, of Yen Oison, Vabos Anechal Abaylam. Why does Rashi have to say, Umakrivin Eimoreim? Why does Rashi have to mention this? Lulei de Mistafine, I would say something which perhaps is a Moyredik Echidish, I don't know how true this is, But I'd like to mention it, Al Koponim. By the mitzvah of Simcha, it says, V'samachto lifnei Hashem aleikecho, and the mitzvah of Samachto lifnei Hashem aleikecho is Ayidei Achilas Kobonus. When you eat the Kobonus, whatever the Kobonus are, so that's the Samachto lifnei Hashem aleikecho. So it could be as follows. The halacha is, a person brings a kolben, one is not permitted to eat from the kolben till the makter de imurim. The makter de imurim, then you're permitted to eat the boso. What is the din if the imurim got lost, or became tomei? So then you're allowed to eat the boso without aktoros imurim. That means, so this haloche in achilas haboso, you can only eat the boso if you're makter de imurim. That is if the imurim are around. If the imurim are not around, you can eat the boso with adhaktoros imurim. So it could be Rashi is telling us that even though the boso can be eaten b'choloifin, say you were makter the imurim, if they're around, and say you were not makter the imurim if they're not around, but the mitzvah of a samachta of nei Hashem aleikecho, when is it considered? You're lifnei Hashem aleikecho if you are makter the imurim. If the imur, you are makter the imurim of the kolben, so a chelik of this kolben was hooked ala gevoye, so then your achil is considered lifnei Hashem aleikecho. If you weren't makter the imurim, let's say the imurim became tomei or they became neva, so you're allowed to eat the basa, but could be you're not yoitze the mitzvah of simcha. The mitzvah of Simchis is samachta lifnei Hashem aleikecho, and it's only called lifnei Hashem aleikecho if you are makriv de imurim. I don't know if this is true or not, but if it is true, then it would be very meduyik. Why Rashi mentions it over here, that Rashi is telling us that how are you yoytze ben adom and adovis? You yoytze the mevin oyse umakriv in emereim. Then Babos Nechel Abaylam and Yoytze Ben Mishum Simcha. Only if you're makter the Murim, Lafuki, if the Murim were never, even though the boss is kosher, but could be you're not Yoytze. But again, I don't know if this is true. V'kahanim shebolem chatois beregel. If the kahanim were given the opportunity to eat a bosa chatois beregel, what chatois v'ashomesh o'yoyle regolem v'chiyovim, v'yeshlem bosa l'soiva, so in a chatois also a bosa. Yoytzim behem mishum simch. So you can be yoytzim, the kahanim are yoytzim by achilas bosa chatois mishum simch. Don't have to, even though there's a mitzvah of shalmei simcha, so there's no need to bring shlomim l'shem simcha. Ela bizman shein lem bosa l'soida. It means if you don't have a bosa of any other kabbonis, so then there's a mitzvah to shecht shalmei simcha, shlomim for simcha. But if you have other kabbonis, so you yaitza with those kabbonis. Yaitzin b'chazei v'shoik, we hear that the chanam yaitz v'chazei v'shoik, amulomim lem mishalmi eilir v'kolim. Avaloi ba'oifais b'chatos o'oiv. You're not yaitzin b'chatos o'oiv. She'ein soiva elo b'bosa. One can only be zat b'bosa b'heime, b'gmore yalif lo. Zaher b'sashtikul ha'orem, and Rashi says, why is one not yoitze with a chatos oiv? So Rashi says, the chsoron is, she'ein soiva ela bebsar behema. One does not become satisfied with bosa oiv, he only becomes satisfied with bosa behema. The Gemara later, Taf Ches Omed Beis, asks, why aren't you yoitze ba'oifis? So the Ravashi said, the first Madiyama, but some of the Psaposik, that you're not yet with Bosoif, it's a Drosha. And Ravashi said, V'samachta nafke, it says V'samachta, Yotzu Eilu She'ein Behem Simche. So the Gemara says, the Chesoron of Bosoif is there's no Simche. By Bosa Beheime, there's Simche. By Bosoif, there's no Simche. And Rashi seems to say, it's another thing. There's no Soiva. I don't know, Chloe, how she got this. B'chatos o'oiv, avaloi b'oiv, is b'chatos o'oiv she'ein soiva, elo b'psal b'heime. The Gemara speaks about Simcha, and Rashi speaks about Sviyim. Let us see the Gemara. Oma elo oilis b'moyit with the boys. We heard in the Mishnah that an oilis riye you bring in chalamoid minachulin. So it seems ela oilis b'moyed hu the boys minachula ha b'yontiv. But if you're bringing an oilis riyah yontiv min ha'maisa, then you could bring it for mois maisa shiny. So the Gemara asks, amai, why could you bring an oilis riyah, which is an oilis choive, in yontiv min ha'maisa dovah shebachoive? You mechuyiv to bring an oilis riyah v'chol dovah shebachoive nebo ela minachula. Whenever I'm a chuyiv to bring something, it's ainei bo ela min achulim. That's a klal in all in yonim. Agavuche, the dachsuch mir, the mishtabur brings down by, that's what we, erev purim, we bring, we give a machzis a shekel, so the mishtabur says you can't bring it from mois maisa. It's a dover shebachoyve, so you have to give dover, it has to be. That's what the Gemara is asking. The Gemara is asking, how could the Mishnah say that if you bring an oilas chiyah beyond it, if you can bring it from mois maisa? It's a dover shebachoyve. Dover shebachoyve only comes min achulim. V'chol dover shebachoyve nebala min avachulim. V'chi taime, maybe you say a different shot in the Mishnah. Hokam ashmalon. The oilis b'moyed boys. You can bring an oilis riyah only in chalamoid. Because in chalamoid there's no issa meloche. B'yontev einam boys. In yontev, you're not permitted to bring at all an oilis riyah. Because it's lochem v'loy legavoya. So that's shot in the Mishnah. Oileis b'moyed boys. So when medayik, can only bring an oileis riyah in chalamoy. B'yontev, einam boys. And then, period. And when the oilus ria, when they're boys, is minachulam. That's what we'll say pshat the Mishnah. The chitei mahaka mashmalon. The Mishnah is telling us the oilus b'moyed boys. You can only bring an oilus ria in chalamoy. Biyontev einam boys. You can't be makrev an oilus ria in yontev. So that'll be very modern. So keman ke beishamai. So comes that our Mishnah, Stam Mishnah is like beishamai. This nan we learned in Beye, Beishamai oimrim mevim shlomim vein tzaymchen aleim. Beishamai says, in Yontev you can bring shalmei chagige, but one is not permitted to make smiche. Avo loy oilis, but you cannot bring oilis riye. So Beishamai also cannot bring oilis riye. Ubeisilil oimrim mevim shlomim ve oilis vesaymchen aleim. Beisilo says you could bring Shalmechagiga and Oilus Riyah in Yontif, number one. And number two, you can make Smicha in Yontif. Aber al koponim, if you'll say Pshat the Mishnah, Oilus b'moyed boys, can only bring an Oilus Riyah in Chalamoid, in not in Yontif, so come out our Mishnah is like Beishamai. That Zichah can't be, as our Mishnah like Beishamai. So the Gemara answers, Chesuri Mechsere. No, the Mishnah is missing a few words. Vahochi Ktoni. This is Pshat in the Mishnah. Oilois Nidorim and Nidovis. The Mishnah does not start off with Oilus Riyah. The Mishnah is starting off with Oilus Nidorim and Nidovis. Oilus Nidorim and Nidovis Bemoyed Boys. That you can only bring them in Chalamoit. Nedorim and Nedovis beyontev einam boys. You cannot bring Nedorim and Nedovis beyontev. Why not? Because Nedorim and Nedovis, why should you be Mechalo Yontev because of these Nedorim and Nedovis? They're not Meyuchet for Yontev. You can bring them another time also. So therefore, the Mishnah says, Oilus Nedorim and Nedovis. It's not, there's no tzeirich odom by an oile. It's only a tzeirich gavoy. And the pasuk says, lochem v'loile gavoy. And there's no chiv to bring it today, so you don't bring it. Oiles nedorm and nedovid b'moyid boys, b'yontem einam boys. You're not permitted to bring oiles nedorm and nedovid in yontem. I feel according to Beis Hillel. Because there's no tzairich ha'odom, and there's no chayvus hayoyim. But v'oy lo yisriye, v'oy lo yisriye, bo afilu biyont. But an oy lo yisriye is bo afilu biyont, because there's a mitzvah hayoyim, there's a mitzvah to bring oy lo yisriye in yont. Uchshihi bo, and now when you bring, so the mission started off by speaking about oy lo yisriye. Oilus Nadovi, you only bring Chalamoid. Oilus Riyah, you can bring a fellow Yontif. Uchshibo, whenever you bring an Oilus Riyah, Einibo Elo Minachulin. An Oilus Riyah has to be Bo Minachulin. Vishalme Simche, Boy Naf Minamaiser. But Shalme Simche, you can bring from Mois Maiser Shaini. That's Pshat in the Mishnah. Now the Mishnah continues with Chagigish Yontav Arishin Shal Pesach. Now we didn't know what the Mishnah was speaking about. The Mishnah said Yontav Arishin Shal Pesach Beshamam Minachulam. We didn't know what it's speaking about. So now it says Vaita Vachagigish Yontav Arishin, the Korban Chagige of Yontav Arishin Shal Pesach Beshamay Oimrim Minachulin Ubeisilul Oimrim Minamaisa, the Korban Chagige of Yontev Rishin, of Pesach, Beishamai says, you have to bring it minachulun, it's a korban choive, and Beisilo said, you can bring it minamaisa. So that's how the Gemara was misak in the Mishnah. He says, a few chsure mechsure, and now the Mishnah stims. So the Gemara says, Tanya nami ochi, in a barais it says exactly as we said pshat in the Mishnah. Oilois nedorim and nedovois bemoyed boys. If you want to bring a neder nedove, an oilo, where there's no achilas odom, you can only bring it in chalamoid. Beyontev einam boys. You can't bring it in yontev. Why can you bring it in yontev? Because it says lochem v'loile gavoya. You can only do a malocha lochem. השיוסו לכם, נדלו צריך גבוה, כן, במקרה בקום מוצר גבוה. But the oil is real, even though it's also an oil, but that's already a chaybis ayoyim. So that's bo afilu biyonte. That you could bring afilu biyonte. Uch shehi bo, when you're bringing the oil is real, ainei bo alamina chulun. Since it's a dovo shebe chayvo, it has to become from chulun money. You can't take mois maisu sheini and purchase an oil is real. Vishal me simche. But shal me simche boin af min ha maisa. This you can bring from mois maisa. The chagigis yontav horishin shal Pesach. The chagig of yontav horishin shal Pesach is beisham ayoimre min hachulen. Beisilul oimre min ha maisa. And the chagig of yontav horishin shal Pesach we have a machlek is beisham y beisilul. So the Gemara asks, Maishno Chagigis Yontev Orishin Shal Pesach. It's a very modern lotion. The Mishnah is telling us the Kolben Chagige has to be brought Minachulin. So why does he mention Chagigis Yontev Orishin Shal Pesach? You have the same Chagige Yontev Orishin Shal Atzeres, the same Chagige Yontev Orishin Shal Sukkis. Why does he mention Bedavke Chagigis Yontev Orishin Shal Pesach? Omar Avashi, Hoka Mashmalon, Chagigas Chamisha also, the Chagiga which is brought the 15th day of Nisan, that Chagiga is from the Shalmei Chagiga, is, that Chagiga is brought Minachulin, because it's a Dova Shebachoive, and a Dova Shebachoive ain't a Boela Minachulin. Chagiges arbo also, but the chagiga which is brought erev Pesach, the chagiga which is brought together with the korban Pesach, loy, that does not have to be purchased with chulin money, that one is permitted to purchase with maaser sheni money. Al mekosovar, so we see that the Tana of our Mishnah holds, chagiges arbo also, lav diyaraise. The Chagiga of Yom Yudalid is not Minatayris. If it's not Minatayris, so they can bring it afilo from Mois, Maisa Sheini. So that is Pshat in the Mishnah according to Beis Shammai. Chagigis Yom Tavrishi Shal Pesach is Bo Minachulun. Lafuki Chagigis Erev Pesach is Bo afilo from Mois, Maisa, because it's not a Dovo Shebechoive, because it's not, you're not mechuyev min ha-teire to bring a chagiga erev Pesach with the korban Pesach. Let us see Rashi. Ha'im heivion biyontiv. We had a diik. The Mishnah says, if you bring an oil esriye in chalamoit, it has to be mois chulin. So vaistois im heivion biyontiv. Yevion min ha-mais, you can bring it from Mois Maisa Sheini im Yirze. Bit me, how could you say such a thing? How could you bring a oilus rie from Mois Maisa to Dova Shebechoive? Vichitaima, hai de nokat bimoyed, mishum da agav ulche komash malon mil sachiti. No, moyed is telling us something else. That an oilus rie you can only bring in chalamoyed. Dein Eulis Rie Kreive Beyonte. But you can't bring an Eulis Rie Beyonte. Va'av al-pi shehi choyva saregul, even though it's a choyva saregul, oyu v'yesh lo tashlumim l'mochom. But since you can bring it chalamayit also, so therefore it's not doichi yonte, that is pshat in the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, that's Beshamay. We learn, tamachloik is Beshamay Beisil. Beshame says Mevin Shlomim Beyont Lishesh Bem Tsairich Machal Hedyet. One can bring Shalme Chagige Lishesh Bem Tsairich Machal Hedyet Vem Tsayim Chamalayim Shasmiche Shvusi. So Beisil holds you not permitted to be Tsayimer Shemishtamish Bebali Chayim, since you have to lean on the Behemi Bechol Keichacho, so that's called Shimush Bebali Chayim, and there's also in Yont. But Nan Eloimishem Shvus Le'ilin Be'ilon Le'reichven Al-Gabi Behemi. So any Shimush with a Behemi falls into the category of this Shvus. So smich is also also, just like not allowed to ride on a baim, you're not allowed to lean on a baim. Avo loy oy loy, Beishami says, but you cannot bring an oilus riye, a mevian klal. The sviril Beishami lochem, beloy ligavoya. You're not permitted to do malachis letzerich gavoya, only ashayos lochem. A lochem you're permitted to do malachis for. Chutz mitmidim umusofim. So now Rashi had a kasha. If you cannot bring kabonis legavoyis, what's with the tmidim and musofim? Shezmanon kavua. Tmidim musofim is manon kavua. The whole, it can only be brought on this day. There's no other day when you can bring it. Like Rashi said before, by Eilas Riyah, there's a din tashlumim, so it doesn't have to be brought this day, it can be brought the next day, so therefore it's not Deich Yontu. Masha ain kain, tmidim umusofim, v'shezmanam kavua, v'chol shezmanam kavua, k'siv v'hu b'mayadoi, it says b'mayadoi, it should be brought in its day, v'afilu b'shabbos, it's Deich Shabbos, v'chol shkin b'yontu. V'soymchin aleihem, Beis Hillel holds, you can't be soymech. Now, what's with the Isser Shvus? So Rashi says, Kivin de muter lahaviyam, since one is permitted to bring this korban, Leigozru Shvus levatos mitchosom. So the Isser of a mishtamshim bebeheime, in reichon agab bebeheime, they did not apply to the mitzvah of smiche. Since you're allowed to bring the korban, so they said already, you're allowed to do the protim amuchiyovim al yidei korban, you're allowed to make smich. Biyontav einom boys, but an oilas nedove is not bo biyontav. Vafilu lebeisilu svirale letane de masnisin, the nedorim and nedovis ain't craving biyontav. Vichishori beisilu, so beisilu is only matter bo oilas rie, which is achayvis ayoim, Vishal bechagige. Av api sheshlam tashlumim, even though you can be makrib them the rest of the chag, ikam mitzvosam b'yoyim rishon. But the ikam mitzvah is, on the first day, d'chsiva chagoysam oisai b'yoyim rishon mashmen. Uchshihibo, and this oilas riya, when you bring it, ein nebalam in achulan. V'hochi loimotzi liflugi ulemeimer teufel mois meiser imor. Later we're going to have that Beis Hillel holds when you bring a korban chagige, you don't have too much money of mois. The korban, we learned korban chagige is a dover shebachoyve. It has to come min hachulen. What if you have a lot of oichlen and you don't have too much chulen money? So you're allowed to be mashlim the purchase price with mois meiser sheni. So, and that's pshat in the Mishnah that Beis Shammai says that a gigis tezvov is bomina meiser. That means you could be mashlim the dmeach a gigis through meiser money. We're going to have this on Daf Ches Amud Aleph, meiser sheni money. So, but that's dafke by a chagige. But by an oilas riach, she boi nebo elo minachulam. There's no din teufel. Vachele motzi leflugi lemeima teufel mois meiser imoem. That you could err on mois meiser. The chi ish the ri tfeile. When was Beis Hillel mata tfeile that you could be mechaber mois meiser together with mois chulin? Bechagigo the ish the ri lekamo. Because we learned, minayim shimrotzo la'arev, if he wants to mix up meiser money with chulun money, he's allowed to do it. Is gabish lomim, so the whole din of teufel, that one is permitted to use meiser sheni money to pay partially for the korban, is gabish lomim, yesh odom sheyesh loy oichlin merubin unachosim uotim. There's a person that can have a problem. He has a lot of people have tifum the shalmi chagige, and he doesn't have too much chulin money. The evshelahavi achilas kula minachulin. So there is a din of teiflin. You're allowed to take my mechaber my sheni to pay partially for the shalmi chagige. Avol oila, But by a common Eilisri, Loma Taiflo, for what reason should you be Mechabe Mois Maisha Shady money with the Chula money? Yovi be more Kesef, if you don't have too much Chulun money, so just bring a more Kesef of Chulun, and that's going to purchase more Behemoth for Eilisri. Ober by Shalmei Simche is Afmina Maisa. The Lav Dover Shebechoivu. Because this is not a dover shebechayiv, but makim sheyesh bosa. If you have any bosa korban, so then you don't have to bring shalmei simcha. Vareyesh loy mois maisha sheni, he has mois maisha sheni, sheyesh lo loitzi b'Yerushalayim, he has mois maisha sheni, which he has to spend in Yerushalayim, v'yikne bem shlomim, v'robi kro lekamon, kol minei simchis l'simcha. You don't need shalmei simcha. You have maisha sheni money, which will be, the korban, the bus will be nitvas in kedushas maisha sheni. So that's all. It's you make of it for shlomim. So that's also you yaitze shalmi simcha with that, with shlomim, which was persons with mois maisha sheni money. The chagig yontav rishin shuvadai dover shebechayve. The chagig zicha dover shebechayve. Afilu yesh loy bosar harbe. The afinu lekam chagoyim oisai. That is there's a chi of one day to bring the kol mechagig. Why did it only speak about Pesach? The Gemara says, how could Beis Hillel say you can bring a chagigah from Mois Maisa? So the Gemara answers, it's speaking about that we partially, you paid for it with Mois Chulin. So the rest of the Tashlumim can be paid with Mois Maisa. That's called Teufel. Chagigas Yudalid Loi. So the Gemara said, why did Beis Shammai speak about Chagigas Tesvov? So to make a diik that Chagigas Tesvov is bo min achulin. Chagigas Yudalid Loi. Kloim alohochi noket Pesach vishiyesh erev Pesach Chagigah Cheres. Because erev Pesach is another Chagigah. Kshahoy, so when did they bring this other Chagigah? Kshahoy sechaburas Pesach merubet. There were a lot of people that were eating, that were money on the Korban Pesach, and it has to be Nechal ala Soive, and they did not have enough bosel of the Pesach to eat it ala Soive. Hayemevin imoy chagigis, they used to bring a chagigik, they shay Pesach Nechal ala Soive, that the first they ate the Besach chagigik, and then they ate the Korban Pesach. Vashmine masnisin, so the Mishnah is telling us, the chagigis yontav atzmoy, the chagigah, the shalmei chagigah, which is brought on yontav alone, who deine boel aminachulun? Because that's a dovo shebechoive. Every yit has to bring a shalmei chagigah, so therefore it's only bo aminachulun. Avol chagigis abo osa bo af minamaisem. But that's the diik. But the chagigah, which is brought erev Pesach, that is brought, that can be brought min hamaisa also. Because it's not a dovo shebechoive. Let us see Taisvis. Mevin shlomim, the ein soimchin aleim. We hear here a double machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. The machlokes number one is, can you make smiche on shlomim, on shalmei chagigah, you bring shalmei chagigah the Beis Hamikdash and yontem, can you make smiche? Beis Shammai holds you cannot, Beis Hillel holds you can. And then we hear another machlokes, can you be makiv on eil asriya in yontem? Beis Shammai holds you can, not Beis Hillel holds you can. Is let us see Taisus. Mevin shlomim ve'ein soimchen aleim. The svira lehu Beis Shammai, that means the yeshiva of Shammai. The svira lehu ki Shammai rabo. They hold like the Rebbe Shammai. The Omar lekaman Shammai personally held shloi lismach beyontif. That Shammai held, you're not allowed to make smich and yontif. So Beis Shammai holds like the Rosh Hashiva, like Shammai. Ve'hillel oimer lismach, and the Hillel holds, there was a machlokes, Shammai, and Hillel, if smicha is mutter, and the kolben choyve in yontif, Beis Hillel holds it's mutter, and Beis Shammai holds it is also. Avol, so that's this first machlokes, if you're, there's the din smich and yontif. Avol me oilos loimotzino plukte, by oilos we don't find a beferish machloikis, the pligibo hilo vishamai. There we don't find a machlokes if you're allowed to be makriv and oilas riyah in yontel. V'amrin lebeperek kame de Shabbos. And the Gemara says in Shabbos, the loynechleku rak b'shloisha dvor. Shammai in Hillel personally only were choylik in three inyonim. Omehid esmicha porich, the Gemara is akasha, we know there was a machloikis between Shammai and Hillel if you're allowed to make smicha inyontiv. So why, there should be four inyonim that they were choylik. Mishani lo shapir, the Gemara says he didn't mention this fourth inyon by Shammai and Hillel because this is a machloikis kedume that Tanoim before them also were choylik in this din if there's a din smicha inyontiv. Elo. Of Al Kaponim in Eilas Rie, there is no Beferish Machloikis between Shammai and Hillel. El Talmidim Kiblo Merabim Af Eilas Rie. The Talmidim were Mekabel, that means even though there was no Beferish Machloikis between Shammai and Hillel, if you're allowed to bring an Eilas Rie, but the Bnei Yeshiva were Mekabel, that Shammai held, you cannot bring an Eilas Riyah. But there was never a Beferish Machlekes between them. Now, Tosfos brings a Gemara in Bei. Maise be'echad b'talmidei Hillel shehevi eilosei ba'azore. A Talmid of Hillel brought an island azore. Va'omolei echad b'talmidei Shammai mazu smicha. Why are you making smicha? It's yontif not to make smicha. So Taisa says, who adin the motzi lemeima mazu oile? Should have asked him a second question. How can you bring an oile on yontif? Shame oimrim shloila hovid. Elvel oihovin shoya oile. He didn't know that there was an oile. So that's why he didn't shepherd with him on the oile chalik. He only shepherd with him by making smicha. Avala smicha sherola fun of hikbit. Vahod alai hikbit kemoikain behilil atzme buvde de maisi la elmine. The Gemara Mesechtes Brei brings that Hillel himself once came in the Beis HaMikdash, and he brought a korban, and it was an oile. They asked him what kind of korban is it, he said it's a shlomim, but they didn't speak about the smicha. Be'uvde the ma'isel elmanei, the shemalei ro asmicha, maybe they didn't see the smicha. Vait shemalei hayu moichin elo letalmidav shayuchilkin. Aval Hillel Cholakim Rabba Mein Biyodim Limchus. Taisu says, could be that Tamide Beshamai did not have the audacity to be Cholak with Hillel on Smiche, because they knew that Hillel was Cholak with their Rebbe on Smiche. That he didn't talk to him about Smiche. Masha Einkein, the previous case is speaking about a Talmud of Hillel, so there already they were Cholak with him. Why you made Smiche?